here live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. How's everybody doing today? It's the Wake and Bake Show, and you know, whenever I get up in the morning and I'm like, what am I gonna do today? What is my schedule and stuff? I start thinking about, oh shit, I have a guest today. And I was really excited to have this guest that came on, Chef Sean, and we actually had met each other before at an event where I got to see him perform and jam with his band, and it was really cool to actually go down to the studios the time I got to see you. So when you rolled in the office to come to Purple Haze Radio, we were totally psyched, man. Thanks for coming on.
Man, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. How's life going for you, man?
Man, blessed, man. Can't complain about nothing.
Now, do you live in Cali? Where do you live?
I live in California, L.A. Right now.
Were you born and raised in L.A. or no?
No, I'm born and raised in Chicago.
Chicago. Shout out to Chicago. All the people in Chicago listening to this cast.
Yeah.
And the home of the bombest pizzas.
Bombest food.
Such good food, man. Like, shout out to my favorite, Gino's East.
Oh, yeah.
Gino's, man. Shout out to the fucking best pizzas. And if you guys haven't been, for people who haven't been to Chicago and stuff, having a deep pan pizza is an experience.
Man.
But you also have to know, it ain't an In-N-Out thing.
Nah.
Because you got to wait, what is it, about 45 minutes
for
to an hour for a pizza.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker is well worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
I got a spot called Luminati's, man. They got
Luminati's.
Luminati's.
Ooh, yeah. Now, the one thing that's cool about Chicago pizza is that you can get the type of pizzas that you'd never get anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I went and had this short rib, whatever. What is the wildest pizza combo, let's say, you've ever ordered or heard of?
The one I've ever ordered, because I've heard of some wild stuff, you know, anchovies, pineapple, all that stuff.
But yeah, for sure.
That's too much for me.
No. What's your all-time?
My all-time is the Philly cheesesteak with extra cheese pizza.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You're talking about, like, literally tastes like a cheesesteak, right?
Philly cheesesteak pizza.
But they do the red sauce in it with the Philly, or how do they do that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it just cheesy with all the Philly meat, and then there's red sauce like a pizza type thing, or no?
Yeah, they got it's a light glaze. It's more
a light glaze.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But
hell yeah,
you still get a little of the red sauce.
Oh yeah, man. Hell yeah. Shout out to Chicago and Chicago pizza. So how long? So when did you transition to California?
It'd be about four years and about 5 years, and
but still, you're
at the end of this month.
Yeah, I mean, you're an older gentleman. I mean, not like old, but definitely spent a lot of your life on the East Coast then.
Yeah.
So 5 years, really comparatively, is kind of fresh, right?
Yeah, I'm fresh out here.
You know, and what do you think about it? You like it better or no?
Honestly, you know, it's nothing like home, but
I got you. Of course.
I love LA, man. You know,
it's like living in the East, rest in the West, right? Shout out to Biggie, right?
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Born in the East, rest in the West.
There's so many perks out here, you know?
Yeah, what are some of your favorite perks?
The women, number one. The weather
is a big
coming
one.
From Chicago, you know, it's a big change and a good change.
Absolutely. So you think because of the cold weather, people are just, and all those delicious fucking food in Chicago, that people are just naturally heavier?
Yeah.
The ladies are a little thicker, huh?
I lost about 6 pounds when I moved out here.
Oh, really? Just because you felt conscious about it, or you ate healthier, or what was the reason? Just because of the warmness, you mean, or what?
Nah, I guess I just don't, you know, one is more moving around.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because it's always something to do out here. You know,
absolutely.
In Chicago, it would be snowed in sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing
and
to
a
do
lot,
but
and
eat.
A lot of snow, right?
A lot. Yeah.
And freezing ass cold, right?
Yeah, brick cold.
They call it brick cold, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard it like that.
Yeah.
Brick cold.
Brick.
That's fucking wild. Well, shout out to everybody out there that's listening to Purple Haze Radio. And you got any homies you want to give a shout out to?
Man, all my homies. I got so many. I just leave it at all the homies. Shout out the homies.
All the homies.
Yeah, I know who y'all are.
Rocking. And what's the area code out there? Where they at?
312-773. I got some homies in the 818.
Light one up for the chef, man. Hell yeah. What's your favorite? You like indica, sativa, hybrid?
I'm indica.
Indica, in the couch.
Indica.
Like to hit that shit, get you in the couch, right? So, on the Wake and Bake show, we always play and ask our guests, what is it that you wake and bake to? Like, if you get up in the morning, what do you feel like? And I'm going to throw it on. We got all kinds of songs, so give me an artist or someone that inspires you or whatever when you want to get up and do a little puffy. Who are you going to listen to?
You know what? Wiz.
All right, Wiz. Yeah. Let's go to the Wiz Master. Wiz Khalifa. And throw that little in background. Okay, so right now, his biggest song listened to is See You Again. 760 million.
Wow.
447,954.
Shout out Wiz, man.
Shout out to Wiz. Absolutely. Do you is he someone that you have like in your repertoire of people that inspired you for your music, or just someone you like to jam to?
You know, I like Wiz's music, you know, and the person, he's a pretty cool person too.
Okay, you met him?
You know, briefly.
Just ran into him and he had like that good energy, like kind of cool cat type thing.
Yeah, you know.
That's cool.
I wasn't trying to do too much or nothing, I could tell he had the, you know, he wasn't like all I'm superstars type, you know, which was a good thing.
But you find that a lot in Cali though, right, with all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And it's probably a very interesting transition of hanging out socially with people in Chicago and then hanging out with all the artists and this and the crazy things that are going on in Cali, huh?
Yeah, it's a big difference, but you know.
What things have you got to do that you really enjoy doing while you're out here?
Only thing I can really say that really sticks out is the music I make out here.
Okay, you feel that because of the atmosphere, you're inspired to make better songs or different type of songs, I guess.
I guess it's just a good feel. I feel good about going in and recording.
And what you're singing about. That's a huge thing, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be inspired, or like, why would other people be inspired by listening to your music if you're not inspired, right?
Yeah.
So you got to do what you do. So let's see here. Let's pull it up. Chef. Sean. Right, and we'll look at Gone is the new one is you got going on, or is that
Mama Stove is my newest release.
Mama Stove.
But Gone
seems to be pretty popular. Let's throw that on for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do your thing.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a dope record, man.
And while we listen to yours, let's do a shout out to Brass Knuckles that makes some of the best oil cartridges. If you feel like taking a little puff, you just kinda hit it from there, hold the Brass Knuckles. Shout out to my boys making some good ass shit.
Okay. Girl, you gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, when I'm gone. She gonna miss me too. On me, she gonna miss her boo. She gonna miss me when I'm gone. She gonna see why she alone in a day. I bet she missing on the bay. But now I'm gone from Chicago to LA. You know me. Let's just say I make the play stress for Mo T. Yeah. Daddy's on the line, but if I wasn't poppin', she wouldn't even waste her time. She deserves better than me. But she gon' see it don't get better than me. I ain't trippin', see I'm dippin' on her ass. Had feelings for her ass, them was feelings in the past, y'all. Real talk, I do better on my own. Make my money on my own. She gon' miss me when I'm gone, y'all. You gonna miss
me. This is a tight song, bro. I like it.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. I like it.
Appreciate it. You know, it's got a radio feel, real.
Oh, yeah, man. I like that shit for sure. When I'm gone.
Yeah, she gon' miss Big Daddy. I popped up with gifts when she used to have me. She got used to daddy, she got used to farm. She wasn't used to caddy, she wasn't used to the norm. She wore a boost to the storm, she likes the boost in the trap. I taught her good, she know what to do with the strap. But now I'm gone, baby, yeah, I'm surfing the map. You tryna find me, I'ma be where I'm at. I lay my hat where I lay. I could take a loss and get it back in the day. I could fall off, but that won't happen today. You used to be my man. Girls love, but it felt so good, babe. You fell in love with a nigga from the hood, babe. Tried to tell you that I wasn't no good, babe.
Girl, you gonna miss me. Girl, you gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. Miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. Girl, you gonna miss me. Girl, you gonna miss me when I'm gone.
When I'm, yeah,
when I'm,
yeah,
gone.
When I'm gone.
Girl, you gonna miss me. Girl, you gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone.
So was there an actual girl that broke the heart a little bit to inspire that, or was that generally for the homies that have fucking got their heart broken? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
What's up?
You know, it's a story behind everything. You know,
is it too personal though, or nah?
Nah, it's not too personal like that. But for every girl that I've probably hurt, yeah, I've been hurt. You know, but I'm not one of those emotional, sensitive dudes. I just put it out in a song and it's over with. You know?
Yeah, just to let the girl, hey, know that fucking I am what I am, and I'm cool with who I am, essentially, right? And you're going to realize afterwards when you thought, oh, I need something this or I need something that, whatever. You're going to be like, yo, that wears off. The magic wears off.
So the real
motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
Are always the ones that get hurt. Shout out to all you real motherfuckers out there that try to hold it up and be cool to get a quality woman in your life, for sure.
Shout out to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, so sir. let's just look at the difference now. That was a West Coast inspired song. What's one that was in these couple here that I see? Which one was fucking East Coast? You know what I'm saying?
Which one is it?
You got Smoking With Me.
I got my,
you got Fight Right In, Color Money.
Fit Which Right one? In.
Fit Right In, yeah.
And I would say probably Mama Stove got, you know, the Chicago.
For sure.
I don't know. You know.
Let's see.
Oh, that's Fit Right In.
Yeah. This sounds like an East Coast right here.
Keep on what I'm doing. I don't give a fuck.
Hope you learn your lesson. I'ma think you ask the fans if you ask some questions. The answers you need if you need suggestions. The iron that you need if you need some press. Run around the city in the bank truck. Little stacks, homie, get your bank up. Got big guns, homie, get your squad up. Here ain't nothing, little homie, we can squab up. I flip on a bitch, slap her with dick. Slap on her ass and Snapchat a pic. My thumb in her ass and she throwing dicks. Go through a phone and look through her pics. I don't give a fuck about what other niggas do.
Girl, tell me you're in.
Doing me.
Gonna go
on,
now.
Keep on what I'm doing.
There's no way out.
I don't give a fuck about right what
in.
Other niggas
girl,
doing.
Tell me you're
I'ma
in.
Keep on doing me.
Gonna
keep
go
on,
now.
Keep on what I'm doing.
I'ma keep it lit. Gonna burn this spliffy on 5%. Even though we don't need a tent, you can drop this top, let the world see it.
Said you coming with me, baby going where? Way best place, fuck the atmosphere.
Every time I fall, I'm lost in a black hole, but I won't trip, cause I'm already there. Yeah, you know you perfect fit, but my coupe rocket shit. On a poof, take a sip, and we can get loose, let it rock like this. Catch me in the air, yo. Don't call now, back to business, I'm about to ball out. I got some drink, two cups of ice, and I'm about to pour up.
I don't give a fuck about what other niggas do.
Girl, tell me you're in.
Keep on doing me.
Girl, we gon' go now.
Keep on what I'm doing.
There's no way out.
I don't give a fuck about what other niggas do.
Girl, tell me you're in.
money. Lil' Blackie still in it. Vacation and winning that money and spending. Hundreds on hundreds on hundreds and honeys on honeys on honeys. The honey, I get it. Boy, look, I'm finished. The money make a nigga have a sweet tooth. When I'm fucking with your bitch, ain't no boo. Only fast food, Pokemon and Pikachu's. How you gon' tell me you get it when
Love
I don't
Pokemon.
See nothing when you come up in here? When I'm all up in here, I'm always up
like
here with money.
Shout out Blake Kelly.
Hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck about right what other niggas do.
Girl, tell me you're
boy,
ready.
Yeah.
I'm doing me.
Where we gon' go now?
Keep on what I'm doing.
There's no way out.
I don't give a fuck
right
about what other niggas do.
Girl, tell me you're ready.
Keep on doing me.
Where we gon' go now?
Keep on what I'm doing.
You know, but that's actually like a good point, right? Because people just get too caught up in like, oh, this dude's got this and this and this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not like the right person unless I have this and this and this, right?
That's
so
whack.
At least you look at it in a very positive way, right? You know?
Yeah, man, that's whack. You know, I'm only trying to, you know, satisfy, you know, my family, my needs. I'm not worried
Absolutely.
About making the next person happy. I'm,
I got you.
Them being happy ain't gonna make me happy.
Yeah, I got you. But at least you're trying to aspire some other people
to yeah, be free, be who you want to be, man.
Yeah,
you
that's know? Important. And then this song here, you're definitely talking about the herb for sure.
Oh yeah, this is definitely one for the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for me.
Oh yeah, the weed hoes, right? People don't even realize that there's such a thing now. Like right back in the 70s, you had like the cocaine hoes and shit, whatever. The girls all like crazy for the cocaine, and they have it for the weed now, for the good chronic, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
That's pretty great.
It's definitely, they're out there. They will leave when there's no more to roll up.
And some fine girls, though, right?
Oh, well, you know, pretty much nines and tens. Try to keep them eye candy.
Yeah, for sure. If you're going to have to dish out the good chronic, you got to make sure that the eye candy is proper, right?
Hey.
Whether you're in Chicago or Cali or anywhere else in the world, right?
Either way. They just a little thicker over in Chicago.
Yeah.
Got a little thick bones and
more cushion for the pushing, right?
Hey, man. I push too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you go back and visit and stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually going back Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And then you've been touring around, or are you mainly just trying to finish up the album? What's the status?
Well, I've been touring around.
Okay, cool.
But now I just finished my album.
Okay,
honest.
Yeah. So, and how many songs are on the album?
14.
Oh, that's great. Now we can't get them on Spotify except that new one that just came out, right?
Yeah, you can't get any of them.
You can't get any of them.
But Mama Stove is.
But Mama Stove
just released.
Now. When will people get to listen to and enjoy that?
I'm trying to get a July 1st
okay, great.
Release date.
Absolutely. And then you're going to roll around. You have a you know, like a tour essentially around the new album kind of worked out.
Yeah, we planning
it. Yeah, so just kind of like that's where you have to figure out.
That's what.
Because traveling and shit could be crazy, right?
Yeah.
Especially logistics of when you have to actually go on a tour, and that could be pretty stressful, right?
Yeah, very stressful, especially being independent, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. But you probably have like good group of cats that definitely appreciate the quality of the music and what you got going on, right?
I have a great team. I love my team.
And then your cousin actually is one of the more famous independent people, right, in the industry.
He's pretty big.
He won a music award, right?
Three Grammys.
Yeah, three Grammys. And he was also independent, and there was a main reason. So I think, could you explain what that reasoning was? A little bit as far as why, you know, because then he could like you guys can hold on to your intellectual property and various things, right?
Well, he owned his own music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So and he was actually, if I'm not mistaken. He was up for more than three. He won three.
Yeah, and he was up for a ton.
Yeah, and honestly, I look at it, man, like, judging by his music and what he does for Chicago, the community,
sure,
he deserves three more.
You know, does he do a lot for the Chicago community?
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
you know, and for the kids.
Like know. What? Just because these are things that probably a lot of people don't know, and I think it's something that people should know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he did a lot for this one program. It was an after-school program. He bought every kid in the after-school program brand new Michael Jordan shoes.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
But, you know, that was just something. No, that was still, one of the things.
Yeah, like, one of the things. And probably does a lot of cool things like that, giving love back.
He gave $1 million to the Chicago Board of Education. So, you know.
That's awesome.
He's doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, like, man. Shout out. And let's mention who your cuz is.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper. Yeah. And why don't we even throw something on, so those who don't know who he is, it's Chance the Rapper.
Right, what's it? My song I like from him right now is My Best Life.
Best Life. All right, Best Life. All right, perfect. Let's throw that on.
Yeah, he killed it.
Very soulful guy, I heard too.
Yeah, man, talented. Very.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life.
And you guys grew up together as kids?
I'm a little bit older than him, you know.
Sure, but, sure. In the family.
He did his whole first album in my basement.
That's fucking cool, man.
You know, I was able to record, you know, and make my own music for a little while. And I let him come in and do his thing, man, you know.
That's awesome.
And he made 10 Day in my basement. So, you know, I'm a part of history along with him.
That's awesome, man. Shout out to. And you're talking about your apartment back in the day in a place where it's not necessarily a safe area, right?
You know what? Nah.
I mean, let's be realistic. If I was some white, whatever dude just cruising down like it's nothing, probably could be put into a situation, right?
Nah, you'd be cool. You know, it's not like that. Nah, like, you know, yeah, it's bombs and
no, shit, not bombs, but know. There are rough in Chicago. There is fucking rough. I mean, maybe not where Chance and you are and stuff, but there is a lot of areas where you got to be careful, right?
I know.
I mean, like where, literally, if you're a tourist and you're going to smoke weed in Chicago and Illinois, going to different dispensaries and stuff, you still got to be careful where you roll around.
Yeah, pretty much, you know? Anywhere.
I mean, anywhere too, but yeah, for sure. Yeah. Big cities, it's a big problem.
Yeah. It is.
You got to be careful.
No, it's unfortunate, but like I said, I've been there before now. I've been there my whole life, so, you know, it's a way. It's a way. Like, you can survive.
Sure.
But, you know, I have friends that, and, you know, very close friends and family that haven't made it. So, you know.
Yeah, so.
It is very serious. When,
and a lot of people don't know what it's like to lose not just one, not two, but multiple people.
To violence.
That's a sad thing, you know what I'm saying? And for you to come out and change your life and get out of the elements of that negativity, right? And enjoy a wonderful life in sunny California. Not to say that there was a crime, and there's some gangster shit in Cali. You don't have to.
It is.
You fucking go down the wrong streets in this. That's the same thing here.
Yeah.
You know, you go down in the 50s and 60s in different areas that are controlled by gangs, and you are white and you walk down that street, you are going to get shot. Just not even because you're white, because anybody who's not from that street, literally, could get fucked up.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
That's messed up.
You know, whether you're wearing red or blue, all kinds of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and shout out to guys that I know who've made it out of those streets where their mom was, you know, crack addict, this and everything, and everybody around them is just robbing and this and trying to survive, and getting also by the cops, getting set up. I mean, I've even heard for real about how they just fuck with people standing in front of their own fucking house. Their own house.
Yeah.
And come up on them, throw them on the ground.
I've got video of it.
Yeah, so. throwing bags of weed or this or something, and fucking setting them up too.
Yes.
Right? Crazy shit.
It's pretty bad, man. But you know, just how LAPD, CPD, NYPD, they all crooked. If you ask me, you know. But shout out to the good cops.
Of course. You have to have some rule, or everyone would be like, everyone would be crazy.
I know. I mean, you know, there are some good cops out there.
Absolutely.
You know? But
absolutely.
But I wish more of the good cops would do more about these rotten apples. You know.
Absolutely.
Because they're making it look bad on all of them, to be honest, you know, so.
Yeah, 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 but that's with everything, man.
But, you know, police brutality and that, we could be here a whole nother hour. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, no, let's
laugh. Because I got a lot of things to say, you know.
Really, you've actually personally?
No, you know, it's just, you know.
You've just seen people that have been hit so hard by that brutality.
Yeah, I mean, and then I just see how they do it. It's unnecessary.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm cool if it's justified.
Yeah, you did something wrong. I need to take you. You robbed.
You trying to take my life?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. I have to take yours.
I got you.
If they killing people, they got their hands up.
And yeah, with their hands up in the air and stuff and getting hit. Yeah, that's for sure.
With nothing in their hands.
That's,
man,
sad. So. That's very sad. And any parent that has to go through that situation, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
But I say let's lighten up the mode.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Let's hit some brass knuckles.
Hell yeah.
And let's change this shit up. What do you want to listen to now? Let's throw something else on.
You got some Future?
I got everything.
Play Future.
We got Future.
Alright,
let's go on Future.
Thought it was a drop.
Alright, let's see which ones he's got here. He's got some. Look at this one. Mask Off, 608 million. Isn't that crazy? Which one you want to listen to?
Yeah.
Which one?
Don't worry about it. Just play Mask Off.
Alright, cool. Let's hear Mask Off. And what are you guys smoking out there? You got indica, sativas. What's cracking? Because I know what we're hitting here is some good ass fucking pens this morning.
Shout out Brass Knuckles, man.
Shout out to the Knuckles. And it's rough. I'm hoping people get off of all the painkillers and stuff that there is. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's. Cannabis is helping a lot of people with addictions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Let's listen a little Future while we smoke it up.
I'm a living proof. Ain't compromising, half a million on the coup. Drug houses, looking like a roof. Graduated, I was overdue. Pink Miley, I can barely move. I'm gon' bust a move. Red James, 33 chains.
Ocean. Shout out to Rick James. Rick James is my man right there.
Yeah, man.
Hit the gas, boosting my adrenaline. Percocet, Miley Percocet.
I was watching Life. Percocet,
Miley. Life,
the movie Life.
I haven't seen it.
With Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
When did that come out? Is that a recent movie?
Nah, it's an older movie. 1999.
99. I want to check it out. What was the concept of it? What was the movie about?
They did life in prison.
Oh, no shit.
But, yeah, and they showed them, you know, go all through life. They got old and everything, but...
And the whole time they were in prison. That's fucking wild. That sounds like a wild-ass movie.
Rick James was in the movie, though.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Spanky That's Johnson.
Great. That's great.
Shoot on payroll, looking like Pancho, looking like Pedro. When they street from Tarzan, 10 dividend go grow when I say grow. Kung Fu Kenny with the Midas touch. Ain't no penny that I don't touch. All my enemy bite on dust. Ain't no talking when it's fatal. Having hard, I can't tell. Half of y'all might need help. I might fall in Rodale, bitch. I might ball in Australia. I might call a full rail. All I ask go unveil. Wind blows in the windows and I smack you with a Vic blow. She copy like tinfoil. No, we sinful. fool. Plan them. Gotta look at self and ask what happened. How y'all let a conscious nigga go commercial while only making conscious albums? How y'all let the braids on TV? How y'all let the hood at the table? Now y'all don't even know how to rate them. Niggas looking like I'm a creative player. Everybody who didn't pay respect, gotta fess up now and pay your debts. Gotta lay something down to make a threat. Gotta say something now, don't hold your breath. How you mean I ain't floating? I got the salt, got the potion. I got them all like emotions and emotions. I put career in the Goshen's and put the body in the ocean. I made an oath when my nigga told me to go in. Then he died on a cold bench. All my old friends living life on a slow end. Gotta keep shit rolling. It's deep.
It's deep.
I done fuck so much I can't sleep.
I done fuck so much. How old is Future?
I'm about to live my life through day free.
Not sure.
She said
yeah.
She broke down when
maybe 30s, 20s.
I'm still about 31, maybe.
Early 30s.
Get your ass up and be inspired.
Get inspired.
You know how many bodies
that
in
was,
the street.
Take the mask. That was Kendrick, so though, that last see. Verse. The
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, he just went crazy.
Don't chase the bitch. let her fucking run off, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Never chase a bitch.
Mad skunk.
Mask off.
Oh, mask off.
Yeah, take the mask off.
Oh, take the mask off. The mask off. I got you. Wow. Yeah, deep, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You think he puffs? He's a smoker at all, you think, or nah?
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah. You know. I would say, yeah. You know.
Hell yeah.
Dirty Sprite.
So, what else is, anything else interesting has been coming around? And, you doing any collaborations? Anybody been hitting you up?
Yeah, I got some stuff in the works, man. You know, I'd rather they be laid down and you know, set in stone before I get to.
What was the inspiration of some of the songs you have in the new album? What are some of the names of the songs you have coming out?
I got one that's called Black Sand.
Black Sand?
Yeah.
And what's Black Sand about?
It's just about, you know, having fun on the beach. It's a,
oh, yeah, because of Cali.
Smoking.
I love it.
Smoking weed.
With
your girl.
Yeah.
You know, and some and some Gucci shoes.
There's a lot of people that just miss out and know how hard it is because, like, there's a lot of people all over the U.S. that don't have no beaches near them.
Yeah.
You know, and it does have such a tranquil when you could see the water.
Yeah,
you know?
And some palm trees too.
Yeah, the palm trees are cool.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that wasn't something that was actually indigenous, I guess, to California. I think they like brought them in or something like that, and it became such a thing. They planted so many of them.
Wow.
But I might be such a stoner that I'm not totally sure, but I think that actually is, which is fucking crazy. What's some of the other songs?
I got one that's called Look At Me Now.
Look At Me Now.
Yeah.
Transformation.
Of, yeah, pretty much.
Sean, I like it.
You know, from all the songs that you have on Spotify right there.
Yeah.
To the songs that's going to be on this album.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much Look At Me Now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait for them all to be on there.
And so, how long have you been an artist?
How long have I been an artist? Yeah, I started
at birth.
Yeah.
From the womb.
Yeah, you know,
that's what Young Dirty. I had him on here.
I mean,
asked him one time, Young Dirty Bastard. Shout out to you and your dad, old DB.
Old DB.
I'm like, so what about you? He's like, from the womb, motherfucker.
Yeah, but pretty much, you know? Yeah. I've always tried to entertain somehow.
Really? Yeah. Always was the dude to me, kind of like everybody. Happy or whatever, you weren't really shy much in your life.
Nah.
I'm,
you know, I got this thing girls say, you know, he's quiet, he's kind of shy until they
start hanging out with you.
Yeah, just because
and
I'm not
rolling around, they're like, damn, this guy, what?
Shit. Yeah, you know, I'm just not corny.
Undercover brother.
not undercover like that.
Yeah, no, not like that. In a different way.
Yeah.
Fucking James Bond action.
You know?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. But, that's great.
Yeah, what's another one? Black Sand, Look At Me Now.
What's another one?
Another one is Two Words. You know, pretty much I can use two words to describe, you know, if I, my girl, you know, two words.
Okay.
She fine.
She fine.
She bad. She mine.
Yeah. So you are in a, or could we say this or not? Are you in a relationship or something?
Well,
or
I've been in and out. In and out. Right now, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Out.
I am a single man as of now.
Oh, shit. You hear that, ladies out there? You catch Chef Sean out. You got to bump and grind with this dude. He's definitely got it going on for sure. And let's throw on, before we finish up for the end of the thing, what's on Spotify here? One of your favorites for us to blast out. Looks like you got shit going back from 2015.
Yeah.
Dope boy.
Let's see. You want a California bank?
Yeah, let's do something.
Hey, go up to Color Money.
Was that up in the top? Color Money? All right.
Yeah.
With that trap money, I let that bad bad throw it back for me. And I keep it fucking full of it, honey. They know that I got the juice, I got the color money.
Yo, oh, no, I'm getting money. Yo, oh, no, I'm getting money.
Stick low when I'm spending money. They know that I got the juice, I got the color money.
She know I got the dope, I got that good, she like to smoke. I'm a real trap, she cuff the dope. I make the pack flip, she tuck and roll. I untuck and blow, pack up and go. I ain't gotta say nothing, she already know. Who got the juice, I'm dripping sauce. This what she get when she whip with a boss.
When she whip
with a boss. I run the bands, what it costs.
Yeah, what it costs.
Rollin' with a boss, riding around town with chop, chop, chop. No games, I ain't playing with you. No lane, no. I ain't with no bro. You already know.
She like
baby.
I real with that trap money. I let the bad bad throw it back for me. And I keep it fucking full of it, honest. They know that I got the juice, I got the color money.
Yo, oh no, I'm getting money. Yo, oh no, I'm getting money.
Stay low when I'm spending money. They know that I got the juice, I got the color money.
Hold up, wait a minute, slow down. Color money, got enough for the
throw around.
And you might come through. Make sure you call if you plan on sliding through. Foot to the gas, hand on the clutch. Gripping my pole, I don't give a hand on my pole. No, she want pockets swole. No, she want T.I., it's another day, we stack up, fist of thought, back up. 30 for the 40, see how that add up. The shorty shoot it for me, twerking with a. No games, I ain't playing with you. No lane, no. I ain't with no bro. You already know.
She like
baby.
I real with that trap money. I let the bad throw it back for me. And I keep it fucking.
So before we cut out, you got any Instagram?
Yes, sir.
Give a shout out to everybody.
One, hit me on Instagram, the real Chef Sean.
The real Chef Sean.
The real Chef Sean.
For all those stoners, it's S-E-A-N, right?
Yeah.
Because we got some stoner motherfuckers. You got to make sure you
send up. It's S-E-A-N, Chef Sean. C-H-E-F-S-E-A-N.
And Facebook or any kind of other things?
Matter of fact, if you go onto my website, it links you to everything. So that's thechefsean.com.
TheChefSean.com. Check it out.
Please.
Thank you, my man, for sure, for coming on the show. It was a pleasure catching up again. And I think that there's definitely some cool things that we'll be able to coordinate with Purple Haze Radio and you, and hopefully do a couple of projects. Definitely like the music and the songs, and look forward to listening to the different new songs you got coming out on your album.
Cool.
For sure. And all you guys out there listening to Purple Haze Radio, check out all our different cannabis talk shows, live concerts, music zones, where every hour we play a different genre of music, from rap to reggae to house, EDM, and live concerts that we have playing at 7 o'clock every single night. So don't forget, wherever you are in your car, out around the world, listening to Purple Haze Radio. Just remember, if you're having a bad day, if things are getting you down and you're like, man, fuck, I feel fucked up, I'm having a rough day, just remember, there'll be time when you can take a break, get yourself a little medicine, and smoke a little weed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have a wonderful and blessed day, and we'll catch you on the next flip side.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio.